This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Any Carson Wentz fans in the audience, you think? I'm guessing there's a few of you. I chatted last night with a former Miami Dolphin. He played for the Detroit Lions for a couple of years, too, but most of his career was with Don Shula in the Miami Dolphins. This would have been in the 70s, 80s. He was a middle linebacker. He said he was, you know, bred to hate quarterbacks. But he loves Carson Wentz. Loves him. He was actually in town for him. An event for a new rehabilitation hospital is coming to North Dakota, Cobalt Rehabilitation Hospital. And they specialize in brain injuries and have a specialized care specifically. And I've evidently people that have TBI and other brain injuries end up many times having to go other places. And so this is new. They open up in the spring in Fargo, right by the Microsoft campus. Roll that, Todd, on what he told me about Carson Wentz. I thought it was fantastic. It struck me as a great part of the conversation. We were talking about it last night.
Played football at 6'3", 233. He's 6'5", 237, and plays quarterback. That's why I retired. Carson is a throwback. I mean, middle linebackers do not like quarterbacks. I like Carson Wentz because he plays the game the way it was meant to be played. He could have been back with Bronco Nagurski, Y.A. Tittle, or today. I mean, that is, he's a little kid in a grown man's body, and he loves to play the game, and, you know, I could watch him all day long.
That was pretty cool. That was really neat. There's a former MVP for the Dolphins that played for Don Shula, Steve Towell. I think that's really cool. And I thought it'd be a good place to start with Congressman Kevin Cramer and ask him the big question of the day. Do you like Carson Wentz? You okay with Carson? You think he's mediocre, you know, pretty good, might amount to something? What are you thinking, Congressman?
Hold on 1 second, I've got a vote.
Oh, you got a vote? Oh, okay. Imagine that. A vote happening while talk radio is happening, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. Live talk radio at Town Hall. We're live at the University of Mary today, by the way. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments for the talk radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0050. Remember, we're giving away a MyPillow for the best question that comes on our 24-7 hotline. Turned into the Hate Hannon hotline earlier today, and that's okay. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Somebody today that we use on the air is going to win a free MyPillow by calling that number and leaving your question or comment there. 855-200-1776. Or your text questions, always welcome. For Todd, 226-8503. Or for me, 367-2054. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Great stocking stuffers like Bisonware. Register for the $50,000 giveaway and get that 4-for-4 special all day, every day. The pizza, the pop, the two cookies, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA. All right, now, I was just going to start with a really tough question on whether or not you agreed with that guy about Carson Wentz being in the, being in the same breath as some of these greats in the NFL.
I don't think there's any question. In fact, I would go so far as to say Carson Wentz, in many respects, this year is helping save the NFL from itself, because he represents all of the things that that used to be great about the NFL, and I'm not talking about just his size and his incredible athletic ability, but of course his off-field leadership is remarkable. Well, in fact, Chris and I were at the White House last night at the Christmas party, and afterwards went to a dinner with a number of members that Chairman Pete Sessions hosts for some of his friends, and the Pennsylvania folks just were raving about how much they love our Carson Wentz. And so, no, there's no question about, yes, we're all a little bit biased, but I have to tell you a funny story, Scott, about that. You know, we do a whole bunch of meetings, obviously, throughout the course of the day out here. One particular lunch meeting that I went to with a number of swamp monsters that wanted to get the latest update on tax reform and whatnot. And when we opened when I opened the floor up for questions, it was Chairman Shimkus and me, and the first questions, one of the one of the folks asked was Carson Kramer, do you think that Carson Wentz will marry Miss America? And that street cred that I didn't earn, I just got lucky. It just goes to show what a big deal it is out here. And Senator Hovind, Senator Eichamp, and I get the benefit by association.
That's pretty good. That's really good. Call's already stacking up, and we'll get right to them. I just want to ask you quickly, I know you voted last night sort of to do the last part from the House's perspective on the tax reform bill, right? So it's now all back in the Senate again?
Well, it is, although basically all the Senate has to do is Senator McConnell has to name the conferees and they'll have to vote on that. I expect they're going to do that in the next day or two. In fact, I visited with a number of senators last night that are quite confident about that. And then the conference committee will start its work, and I expect they'll work through the weekend. And, the Senate did some very good work in really cleaning up the bill, from what the House did, shoring up a few things. There's a few things we have to get straightened out, too. But I expect the conference committee to not have to take a long time to get to a final bill. And then, Scott, I'm going to be real optimistic here, but I think by next week we get to – we might get a first shot at a final bill. So
right, yeah, so that's right. So what you voted on was related to the conference committee, right? Now the Senate has to do the same thing.
Right.
And then the conference committee meets. They come out with the final product. Then there's one final vote by both of you.
That's exactly right.
So when do you think this is in front of the president?
Remember there is one sort of looming deadline, and that is the Alabama special election on December 12th. I would not be surprised if we're not pretty much ready to go with it next week. I really would not be surprised. The bigger issue this week now is passing a continuing resolution to fund the government for an extra couple of weeks while negotiators work not on the tax reform bill so much as the big spending bill going into next year. So, there's a lot to do, so I think people are pretty well motivated to get it done quickly. So I'm going to be optimistic and say we'll be voting on a final bill next week.
All right. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it sure is.
Let's see here. One other quick thing I want to ask you, since you mentioned you were at the White House for a Christmas party. The last time we talked about Donald Trump, it was about a call that he had made to you encouraging you to run for the Senate race. Was there an additional encouragement last night?
So I'm glad you asked. Actually, there was. The Vice President and Karen were there as well. Chris and I spent a fair bit of time visiting with them. But just so everyone knows how real it gets at the White House, by the way, we've been to this event a number of times, and the Obamas were very disciplined. They were good people, and they were very hospitable. But they moved people along quite quickly through the line because, 750 people are there to get their picture taken with the president and first lady. Well, Donald Trump hasn't learned that discipline yet. He had a conversation with everybody in line. It ended up being a very, very long ordeal, which was very cool. But the big issue that we had to discuss when we got together was Melania and Chris had to talk about what's the appropriate time for a 10-year-old boy to go to bed because, of course, like the Trumps, we have a 10-year-old son a little bit later in life. And and let me just tell you, the president, when Melania said that what Barron's bedtime was, the president said, don't tell Abel that. So I'll give you an idea of how different they remember, they're all on the Eastern time zone. So it's a little later than Abel goes to bed. But that was the issue.
That was the big issue. Was there any mention of your previous conversation?
We did not talk about with the president last night.
God, it was informal, and sometimes those are obviously when you're doing the rope line. But how about with the vice president?
Yes, we did talk about it with the vice president. All I can tell you about the vice president, Chris and I are both familiar with him. He's familiar with us. We know each other. Chris campaigned with he and Karen, in North Carolina the last week of the election. So, all I can tell you about the vice president is, and not surprised, everything to him is encouragement. Not just encourage me to do it, but encourage me in prayer and really encouraging Chris, letting her know that, he appreciates her and her commitment and her dedication to all of this and her sacrifice. And he understands it well. He was a member of the House for a long time, a member of our leadership team here. And so he just told me, let me know when I need to know. He was very, very encouraging.
calm and encouraging. He's just he is an amazing person to be around. I mean, that seeing him in Minot, which is usually just total chaos when a president or vice president visits, is just completely the opposite. 100% calm and doesn't get rattled, and you know, really, really fun to watch. No question about that. Let me see if I can squeeze in a call to start here. Don and Linton, we'll at least get your question in. What is it? Take it away, sir.
Okay, two questions real quick. Trucking, I was told that we are now going to lose, with the tax, current tax plan, that we will lose our, meal deductions for the, you know, when you're out overnight, you get $60 a night or whatever the heck it is. And then the other question is, and this is in the trucking industry on trucking radio. They're saying that people are calling in saying that if you're not incorporated like I am, if you're like a sole proprietor, you do not get to deduct any of your maintenance or anything.
All right, Don, hang on if you would. We'll get the answer to the question on the other side of the break with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550.
And that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what I really find offensive? Let me tell you, it's not Donald Trump, it's Robert Mueller, who has spent nearly $7 million in tax money for this so-called investigation, and then hiring Andrew Wiseman, who's employed KGB-like tactics when he orchestrated the 6 a.m. Raid on Paul Manafort's house. Since when does that include strip searching Paul Manafort's wife?
All right, yeah. We'll appreciate the call and the comment. We'll get a question to Congressman Cramer about that. I had a call last hour about it as well, and I think it is past time to really dig into what's going on there. We also have the answers for our trucking friend from Linton here that we need to answer as well, so we'll do that. Congressman Cramer just ran a vote real quick. I'll be right back. You guys tell me when he's back. Hey, friends, Wednesday means we get to talk about wheels. Nice wheels from our friends at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Sharp wheels, two great stores for you, Bismarck and Valley City. And very often they just get the best of the best pre-owned, low-mileage, one-owner cars. It's incredible. It really is. And the Valley City store right now, a red 2013 Chevy Malibu, heated seats. Now, there's 95,000 miles on it, but it's a local, one-owner trade. They've done the maintenance on it. Great mileage with that car. I mean, you could save a fortune. It's on the lot at $12,495 today. They said, Scott, you tell anybody, we're going to drop the price over $1,000. $11,125 if you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. I'm not kidding you. Now, talk about a great second car, third car for one of the kids, whatever. Incredible. And it's sharp. You know, it's a red Chevy Malibu. Heated seats. Loaded up in a great deal. One owner, local. Hop online. Check it out. PucklichValleyCity.com. Big selection of mint condition one owner vehicles. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. Congressman Cramer, are you back?
I'm back.
All right, great. So let's hook Don back in here from Linton on his questions on the tax treatment for truckers. They're already getting jammed with this the e-log business. Have they been jammed in the tax code as well now in the new legislation?
Not that I can see. Now, I want to explore it a little further when we get off. But so Don's, if I understand it, what he's saying is there's a distinction between corporate and pass-through. He evidently is corporate, so that is maybe a little bit cleaner. The pass-through piece is more complicated because those of you who have pass-through businesses, you know how complicated the tax code already is for you. But we do, though, we do allow a 23% deduction for smaller pass-through companies. So, or at least the Senate bill does, which I expect is going to be one of the prevailing factors in the reconciled bill. I do expect that will be the case. So, what qualifies them for that 23%? I'll have to check if there's for some reason something unique to trucking, but I don't see why there would be. The other thing I would add is that there are some other tremendous benefits. I mean, things like the same year expensing. We increased the 279 expensing to $5 million. Currently it's $500,000. Not to mention, like I said, the lower rate. So we take the business side of the pass-through down to 25%, which in many cases today it's up to 42%. So we take that down to 25%. But what is the complicated factor here that Don might be hearing about is, how you arrive at the percentage of your income that's personal versus pass-through, or versus the business side of it. There's sort of a default formula of 70-30, unless you can demonstrate otherwise. And so it would strike me as a little bit odd if what he's saying is exactly right, because we do, again, we allow you to separate your W-2 income and passive income and active income. These are all some of the complicating factors here that frankly, they are still trying to work out. So if there's something particular to trucking I'd like to find out about, we'll dig further into it, because now is the time for us to talk to the negotiators to make sure that the trucking doesn't get, sort of doesn't get jammed in a way that other businesses don't.
And Don, next time you see some trucker news or wherever, just flag whatever the source is, get it to us, and we'll get an answer from Congressman Cramer, okay?
Yeah.
Wherever you're hearing it.
Can I ask real quick, what about the meal for the deduction per
diem? Yeah. I don't know for sure about that. So if you're buying your own meal, or if you have a per diem or something like that overnight. But again, business expenses are legitimate expenses, and we do have this, like I said, 23% deduction. One of the things we're trying to do is simplify it while at the same time putting up guardrails, Don. So, yeah. You know, I think there's gotten to be some some clumsiness in that they're trying to refine here so that we allow the right actions, but also don't open the door for companies, but even more of their personal income, if you will, into the business side of it. But I'll check on that one as well, Don, to be sure. But one thing I tell you is at the other end of things, whatever has been lost in terms of a deduction or credit or something is being more than made up on the rate side and just the simplicity. But I want to get back to your issues.
I just want to let you know. That's why I've got a CPA. I'll let them worry about it.
You know. There you go.
Thanks, guys. We're not trying to put CPAs completely out of business, but there'll always be a role for them with the small businesses, I guess, yeah.
And I want to ask you before somebody else does, the e-log situation. We had a caller the other day say, what's going on? Trump used to be, talked about this during the campaign, used to be a champion of truckers, is that is at the White House, and just is totally silent on the, I know, it was with Senator Hogan.
We got, I think it might have even been the week you were gone, Scott, but we got an exemption, or at least an extension for agricultural trucking. I say we, a lot of people worked on it, but DOT did offer a 90-day waiver for compliance while they review the record logger and look into more of the specific considerations.
And Senator Hogan mentioned that, too. So that was a small victory, obviously. They're just saying they were more curious why Trump wouldn't be more vocal on this. I mean, he is the master of getting rid of these dumb regulations. Why do you think this one is so hard with the White House?
Well, I think part of it is that it's law. You know, this was not simply a regulation. It was a regulation written around a law that was passed. So it was a number of years ago, and it was part of what they call MAP 2020 or whatever it was called, the highway funding bill, which is, of course, highway funding bills, I think, were five-year bills. So I think that's one of the complicated factors is when you're talking about a codified law versus a executive order, the president's hands are a little more tight.
Peter in Fargo, quickly, if you would, for Congressman Kramer, we're up against the clock here. Peter, do you have a question? All right, Peter went away. Gary, let's see if you can do it quickly up against the clock. Question, Gary, for Congressman Kramer?
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. I'm quoting from an article or a letter to the editor that was in a paper here a bit ago. It says, U.S. House bill on tax refund will hurt seniors. It will invoke an automatic pay-as-you-go provision that will require automatic cuts to Medicare in 2018 of $25 billion. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Was it signed? First of all, we're up against the break, so if you don't mind, Gary, don't go anywhere. We'll just put you on hold and we'll get your answer. I'm curious who signed the letter to the editor. I wonder if it's Heidi Heitkamp. I mean, there's so many scare tactics out there. It's just amazing to me. Be wary of some of these predictions, but we'll give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer it. Coming back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're champions in my book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
One of our fine sponsors is Dak Diesel. You can find them online at DakDiesel.com, or you can just get your rig to their shop in Bismarck and get back on the road. CJ's on the line. CJ, what's new today at Dak Diesel?
Oh, are you there, Scott?
I am. How you doing?
Oh, good. I had a bunch of static on this line, so I didn't know if I was still patched through or not. But, no, I'm doing great. I guess, you know, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, we're a full-service shop down here. I do a lot of head gaskets, quite a few engine overhauls. Doing a performance overhaul right now on a 5.9 Cummins, so all the performance guys out there. And everything I do is backed by a 5-year warranty, whether and if it's on a big truck, I actually do a 6-year warranty if it's on a, you know, semi-truck. So, and that's totally backed by me. I always take a small portion of every overhaul and I put it in the bank, and that is just put away for if there's any kind of breakdowns or anything like that, you know, on my overhauls. But so far to date, I haven't had one come back.
Love it. Diesel vehicle maintenance repair right here, and they're going to get your truck roaring back to life. DakDiesel.com or give them a call. What's the best number to reach you at, CJ?
You can call me at 258-5011, or you can call me on my cell at 210-0888.
All right, you take care. We'll talk to you later. That's our friend CJ from DakDiesel.com. Okay, Gary and Hazen, you're reading from a letter to the editor. And by the way, I wasn't picking on you when I said who's the author, Heidi Heitkamp. It's just that the same talking points, the same stuff they say all the time, over and over, regurgitated in these fake news, you know, editorials, just, as you can tell, get under my skin a little bit. I mean, North Dakota's it fairly center-right. 75% of the people are center-right, okay? And 25 would be center-left or hard lefties. How is it that exactly the opposite is the representation of the letters to the editor? I wonder. So it kind of makes me crazy. But factually, to your point, go ahead and answer that.
Point. Let me answer that, and I'll maybe respond to your point too, Scott. First of all, the PAYGO provision that they quote all the time, it's a 1990s era regulation or law that has these automatic triggers for tax increases or budget cuts. Should there be a deficit of some sort? Well, of course, that as you've noticed, we've been running a deficit ever since, and there's never been a PAYGO provision that's kicked in yet. So it's just it's a ruse, it's a scare tactic, always, of course, aimed at Medicare. Never, they never say, gee, that the Department of Defense is going to be cut. It's always Medicare and farm programs and farm states or whatever the case might be politically in a particular area. So they speak Speaker and the leadership have already addressed that multiple times, and there will be no pay-go provisions. Now, that said, remember, we do have other business to do, like cutting the budgets, getting to balance. But this first tax plan is to grow the economy, and that's exactly what it's going to do. Even by the most conservative estimates that people quote, it grows the economy. But we've already seen what it's done to the economy. Just every time something good happens, whether it's the House passage, Senate passage, formation of the conference committee, you know, a good rumor out of the Ways and Means Committee, then you see what's happening to our 401ks, our IRAs. You've seen corporate America investing and announcing large investments in job creation. So, you know, it's a threat. It's a scare tactic. It's not built on any real foundation. To your larger point, I agree, Scott. I mean, the letters to the editor, the activism is almost overwhelmingly from the left. But that's to be expected. I mean, conservatives by nature, we're sort of like, we're going to mind our own business and you should mind your own too, government. You know, stay out of our business. We're not by nature activists. Liberalism is by nature activism. And remember, when you're cutting government, when you're letting individuals spend more of their money versus the government spend more of their money, and you're on the take of the government, which more and more society is, I mean, remember, the four wealthiest counties in the United States of America surround Washington, D.C., and there's no economy in Washington, D.C. other than growing government.
So swamp masters. The economy is maneuvering the swamp for the benefit of your clients.
That's right. Yeah. So here we are passing legislation that puts more money in the hands of families, tax cuts for middle-class Americans and lower-income Americans, and yes, the House bill, it caps the home mortgage interest deduction at $500,000. So if you have a mortgage larger than $500,000, you know, we think maybe you could, you know, that should be deductible, which, by the way, is almost nobody in America. And yet the swamp wants it to be $1,000,000, and so does the Senate. So maybe it will be $1,000,000. But you can't do enough for the lobbyists. And so our bill doesn't do very much for lobbyists. Our bill does what it should do, and that is provides tax relief for middle-class America and, of course, makes us competitive globally. I cannot stress that enough. People say this is a big tax break for the corporations. Well, yeah, we're lowering the rate to 20%, which is about in the middle of the, you know, right around average for the world. Ireland just announced they lowered theirs to 8%. Ireland just happens to be the headquarters of Johnson Controls, once a great American company. So what we want to do is we be competitive globally, and it's not all that complicated, Scott. But yeah, there's always going to be a lot of pushback, but the activists are the liberals. They always are. They're the ones going to write the letters to the editor because that's what they have. You know, that's what they have to do.
Gary, did we get you the answer though, based on your concern from the letter to the editor?
Yeah, the page.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank
you bet.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's see. Mitch in Fargo, Peter in Fargo, Barb in South Dakota, Josh in Williston. I'm sorry, Willow City. Haven't had a call from Willow City in a while. Way to go. We might have put Josh top of the list. Before we do that, though, I do have Mark Hansen on the phone from MDU for an update on the Tioga gas outage and the situation up there in Tioga. Been a trying time for our friends in Tioga, home base for our KTGO 1090 radio. So we are concerned about our neighbors there. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
So what happened?
So we had a disruption in our supply yesterday and ended up losing supply to all our customers in Tioga. We had about 900 customers out. Our latest update as of about 10:30, just not too long ago, was we have about 760 of those customers back in service. You know, roughly 150 left, either between still making that first pass or we're also making a second pass now where we left door hangers. When people overnight didn't answer or weren't home, those folks have been calling into our customer service center, and our techs are heading back toward those. And, you know, we're hoping to have this wrapped up today where everyone would be back in service.
Very good. So isn't it ironic? You got a gas processing plant there in Hesse, probably more natural gas within 100 miles of that, and there's a gas outage. How does it happen?
Well, our supplier was doing some work on their system close to our town border station where we kind of take on gas to put in our distribution system. And as part of their protocol, they do bring in a secondary fuel source when they're doing that kind of work. And what we understand, there was a failure somewhere on that backup system, and that's what caused the outage. You know, as of yesterday and last night, they were, you know, doing their work to get the main source back in service, so they didn't have time to really dig into the cause of that, and they're investigating that side of it. But just an unfortunate, you know, with the backup failing as well, and put us in without any service.
Might be reviewing your supplier there in the future, maybe. Huh? I don't know. Just me. Anyway, Mark, I appreciate the update very much. Thanks. And I know you guys are working hard on it and having to go to every location and come back and double check. So keep cranking, and thanks for the update.
Yeah, and thank you. And thanks for your Tiger Station helping us get the word out with our updates as well yesterday and overnight.
That's why we're there. Thanks a bunch, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's see here. Mitch in Fargo next for Congressman Kevin Kern. Go ahead, Mitch.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. Congressman, this is unfair. This is more of an opinion question. Why does the Commander-in-Chief, the President, and the Bosch continually keep these holdover people from the former administration who refuse to follow the law and his agenda? Why does he keep them on?
Yeah, you know, I guess we'd have to ask him that. But I think part of the problem is he's learning hard lessons about government. I think he really did sincerely believe that once he became president, especially for the military, who understands the chain of command very well, but the Department of Defense is a large bureaucracy too. I think he really honestly believed that they would just do the right thing and that they would, you know, work for him and work for the best interests of the American people. And he's learning that lesson the hard way. He's also, interestingly, you know, he's trying to shrink government, not grow it. So he's been pretty slow to build his own team in many cases, both on the political front and probably even in the non-political side. And so that's been a hard lesson for him to learn. And of course, the Democrats in the Senate haven't been helpful either in terms of confirming people quickly and efficiently. So I'd say it's a number of things, but I share your frustration. A lot of Republicans share your frustration because these people are undermining his authority. We have lots of problems at USDA. We see even more problems at EPA. I saw a story the other day where there are 250 lawyers at the United States Department of Agriculture, you know, who are all members of a union who are complaining. I mean, you just kind of got to wonder when you don't even get your own lawyers anymore in government unless you're a liberal, I guess. So it's a long answer, but I share your frustration.
I want to just piggyback on this. We had a call earlier talking about the Robert Mueller, situation we put together. And I mean, you can go in there and look at what in the world people working there that are cheerleading Hillary Clinton and then looking the other way there and then going something completely different on Flynn. And I mean, it's ugly. I just don't feel like other than, you know, getting excited that Trey Gowdy seems to get this once in a while, one of your colleagues on the House side, that anybody's doing anything about it. I mean, is there any kind of a, let's get to the bottom of why we have a Justice Department under Republican leadership that is not working. It is unethical.
Yeah, so great point. Yes, there are lots of, people in Congress working on it and oversight committees and whatnot, but it does complicate other things because we're trying to do some good legislating as well, as you might have noticed lately, and that takes a lot of bandwidth and whatnot from leadership and from staff and members. But yes, there's a great deal of frustration about it, to say the least. And we've just never seen this level of hostility coming out of the bureaucracy itself against an administration, against a party. And these people were emboldened for 8 years. In fact, you guys, tomorrow there's a hearing in the Energy Commerce Committee that I sit on with Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the EPA. Now, Democrats are going to come at him like crazy. Well, I have a concern about something going on at the EPA as well. North Dakota lost a ruling in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals a couple of weeks ago just on standing in an EPA sue-and-settle case.
Hold that thought.
Hang on.
We'll do it on the other side of the break. Our final segment with Congressman Kevin Kramer. More of your calls on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't touch that dial.
YourMindRadio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump. at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about the good work they're doing at energyofnorthdakota.com and by iPillow. It's Christmas time. If you haven't bought your pillows yet, you know, the buy one, get one's back. So that's back. And the buy one, get one, give one deal is for our listeners only. Mike Lindell, the founder, said do this. So folks can get a buy one, get one, and we'll give one to an inner city youngster that needs a pillow at Christmas. Is that not cool? He's a good guy. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the buy one, get one deal. It's back, and it's perfect timing for Christmas. Speaking of MyPillow, I said I'd give one away to somebody who called our hotline today, and we have a winner. Roll that, Todd.
I listen to your show every single morning with my grandma and grandpa. It's kind of like a bonding thing for us, so thank you, I guess, for that.
Oh.
This is Mackenzie. Sorry.
I'm going to now tear up, Mackenzie, because that's so cool that you're listening with your grandparents and are having a bonding thing, and we're part of the reason. So, super cool. Mackenzie, you got a MyPillow coming to you. Just let us know whether you want to pick it up at K-Fire, 550-3550 East Rosser in Bismarck, or AM 1100 The Flag, in our Flag Family Operation at 3301 University Drive South in Fargo. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We had a blizzard of texts. I want to get to a few of these for you. One of them is related to the treatment in this bill for farmers and ranchers, asking me to ask you how it affects deductions for farmers and ranchers, interest on loans specifically, depreciation, capital purchases like equipment. Is this bill going to hurt us, they ask.
Interesting question, because the interest deduction, initially in the House bill, they had repealed that. And then some of us that were very familiar with agriculture said, well, you can't do that. That's a basic business expense for agriculture. So they kept the deduction for agriculture. I also went to them and said, you can't do this for utilities, because utilities make billions of dollars in investment sometimes. And you can't, stretch it out through rates, the rate structure. And so we got it restored for that. The biggest thing we did, in fact, I think we're up to about 90% now of most of business expenses are interest. Business interest is deductible. The other big one was car dealerships, implement dealerships, things like that. And anybody that has a lot of borrowing, not for big capital improvements, but for just to control inventory and to have inventory, we were able to get the deduction expanded for all of those groups. And the first one we went to, of course, was agriculture, because, again, that's just fundamental to doing the business of farming. So we were able to do that. Also, we increased 279 expensing, which, unless you buy combines and airplanes or big equipment, you may not be familiar with, but we increased 279 to $5 million, and we allow complete 100% expensing for 5 years for all capital investments. So it's very friendly to capital intensive businesses. There's one little nuanced issue relating to agriculture. It's not that little. It's they have a deduction now. It's a 199 deduction. It's sort of exclusive to horticulture and agriculture. It's used especially by cooperatives and passed down to their farmers. That has been repealed, although they're still working on the conference committee to find some way to do some of that. We think maybe that something like that or something that makes up for it will probably survive. But some of these I've already talked about already do that. The fact that the vast majority of farms are pass-throughs, we've lowered the rate to 25%. So in some cases, they're probably paying 40%, 42%. We're lowering that to 25% as well as, like I said, on this expensive side. So one of the problems is a lot of groups, a lot of organizations look at their deduction in the vacuum. So they want all of the good things that we put into the bill, including simplification. And they want to get rid of most of the 74,000 pages of carve-outs, but they'd like to keep theirs. And so we're always battling that every day.
All right. I don't have it in front of me, but another question came in about some commentators talking about the alternative minimum tax being added in the last added back in at the last minute, meaning some middle class taxpayers are going to end up paying more, not less. They wanted a guarantee from you that everybody in the middle class was going to get a tax cut.
Yeah, I don't have a sense of how that's going to play out. That fight's going to play out in the conference committee. I hate the idea. I can't even believe the Senate did it, frankly. The Senate did a lot of good work on the bill, but when they put that back in, they kind of undid a lot of the basic things we're trying to do. It's not just for middle class, but there are a lot of people at the upper echelon, remembering that the House bill doesn't even lower the top rate. So, then you do this, too. It's a pretty big problem. So we're my work is aimed at trying to get rid of that AMT.
Lee and Mulhall text, just a real strong urging to keep in the bill the repeal of the mandates in Obamacare and that they are retroactive. That was something that was in the House version, not in the House version. Will it stay?
Yes, it will stay. The only reason we didn't put it in the House version is because we've done it so many times and we wanted to see if the Senate could actually do it. And I think it was great to put the pressure on them that they initiated it. They got it done. I think that's probably the easiest difference to reconcile in the whole bill. So I think you can be assured that we will repeal the individual mandate, which is, as I've said many times, the most egregious part of Obamacare was requiring people to buy something, not just buy something, but buy what the government says you have to buy.
Un-American. Josh in Willow City, really quick with your question. Sorry, we're up against the clock and end of the show here. Go ahead.
Sure. I heard what you said about farmers, and it sounds like what you guys have done impacts big farmers. But, for example, we are smaller cattle ranchers, and I guess I haven't seen how this bill will actually help us.
Can you give us a quick answer to that, Kevin?
Well, I'd say we're lowering the rate considerably. So when you lower that, you know, pass-through rate to 25%, if there's that. But I don't know how much senior expensing helps them. If he's right, that obviously people buy big, expensive stuff. But anybody,
those deductions are back. We're going to have to leave it there. I appreciate the time and the call, Josh. Call next week. We'll get you a longer answer. Congressman Kramer, thank you. God bless you one and all. Got to go. Scott Hedden here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.